Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Time for Extremely Local News, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey telling us, among other things, about the improvement plan for Grant Park. Morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, this would be a big one if it ever came through. The Chicago Park District released a, they call it a Grant Park framework that they try to update every, they haven't updated in about 15 years or so, but they just released it. And I would say the big headline on it is they're proposing to sink Lakeshore Drive around Buckingham Fountain underground, and then building a park over where the Lakeshore Drive would go. So we're talking about being able to walk from Columbus all the way down to the lakefront, through Buckingham Fountain area, right down to the water, and then cars would dip underneath the park there. And the renderings look fantastic. It seems like a good idea for people up top. There's been a lot of problems with bicyclists and pedestrians on Lakeshore Drive trying to, most places don't have to cross a highway to get to a park, so that's always created problems. But obviously this would be a massive funding project. The park district didn't put a price tag on it, but we could guess that it would have maybe even a B in it somewhere. So so it's something that, it's certainly not going out to bid, but it's they're proposing it, trying to get feedback and see what people think. But there's been a couple of these over the years where they talk about building a tunnel for Lakeshore Drive to give people better access to the lake and to the lakefront. And they always seem to have come with a big splash and then quietly get tabled a couple years later. So we'll keep an eye on this one. But I don't think they're talking about 10, 20 years or so. So I don't plan on the latest Lakeshore Drive traffic delays because of this.
Right, we won't. Talking about walking to the lakefront, we may be walking everywhere if the CTA doesn't get more money. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, that's right. This is probably a strange transition when we're talking about tearing up the lakefront for better access. The CTA, their interim president, Nora Learson, appeared before the City Council Transportation Committee yesterday and basically sounded a big warning about what's going to happen potentially next year if the state doesn't come up with some funding for the CTA and for the RTA. They're looking at about $770 million shortfall because COVID funding has dried up and it's running out at the end of this year. And she said it could be, somewhere 40% cuts in buses and trains in Chicago. Half of the train lines would have some sort of impact, about 70 bus lines. So, this is, part of the negotiating tactics to let legislators know what's at stake here. But they said she used the word drastic cuts, and it sure sounds drastic to me. So there's been a bill in Springfield that would add a food delivery tax that would go partially towards the RTA to help stop this shortfall. That stalled in the spring, so they're thinking maybe it could come back in the fall veto session. But they're warning, if something doesn't happen, don't expect the CTA to be any faster or as widespread as it is now.
All right. Well, we'll see how that shakes out. The North Park homeless encampment is going to be shut down. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is a homeless encampment that's sort of unseen by a lot of Chicagoans. It sits along the North Shore Canal in the North Park neighborhood, behind a fence. It's in Legion Park, which is roughly between Bryn Mawr and Peterson. There's a lot of folks live in there, and it's not just tents. They've built sort of makeshift shacks and a little community there, but it caught fire on Monday. Not exactly sure why. They think it was accidental. There's a lot of fire pits there, and it really did a lot of damage. Luckily, no one was hurt, but the basically the park district said, we can't have this. There had been a fire in July, so they're going to try to start moving everybody out and clean out the area in September. One of the things the fire department says was that it's so hard to reach because of the fence, and it's in the middle of a park, that they had to run fire hoses for two blocks just to put the fire out. So they said it's really a dangerous situation, and they acknowledge that the people that live there are going to be displaced. They're trying to find permanent housing for them, but it's really saying, you know, we just can't have a makeshift community in a park that's virtually unreachable by first responders. So look for that in September or so.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus, thank you. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Bob.